there's the opportunity for us to reach out and determine what is the most important in the healthcare arena, especially with regard to the act itself for reforming healthcare, as to what the priorities might be for that particular citizen. So one of the big things that we're having to struggle with right now are just the requirements to do certain things very quickly. But then once we get beyond that, then we have an opportunity to engage with the citizen and say, okay, what's the next step? So we stand up a website that makes available all of the health plans that are in a particular geographical area for which someone might choose to purchase. Then you start to talk about the costs of that. You start to talk about the priorities within those health plans, and we need to see whether that is something that the citizens are going to really want to have us drill down into and give them some assistance in making the selection.
And so how will you find that out? How will you find out what it is you want to engage them on, what topics?
We will have a health insurance portal, and we will have an organization that is stood up. It's the Office of Consumer Insurance and Information Oversight. And so they will actively engage with the public and actively provide oversight of the implementing the act itself, so that we start to move in a positive direction that deals with the priorities of the citizens.
Will this take the form of online forums similar to what the White House has been running in different agencies? I mean, what form will it take from a technology standpoint?
Initially, it'll probably take the form of different types of online opportunities to just express their opinions. In the future, we're going to have different types of online engagements, webcasts, town halls, things of that nature, where we can actually engage more directly with the public.
Will you use the IdeaScale tool that GSA has tested and made available government-wide?
Our long-term plan is to use that and to evolve towards the use of IdeaScale. You know, early on, as I said, we're focusing on just getting the basics of the requirements that are in the Act out and available to the public.
And when people weigh in, eventually, as you say, there's going to be a lot of comments, and some of them will be really good comments, and some of them will be, who knows what people, because anyone can type anything in there. So what processes do you anticipate to make sure that the comments that make sense, that are cogent, that really contribute to the debate in question, will get the most weight?
We actually have different blogs and different types of comment fora that we moderate now, and we try and harvest the best ideas from that, and we will do that in the future too. There are a couple of different organizational entities that are going to be stood up, and one of those the aspects of standing up that organization is to bring some of that expertise to the table so that we can actually do that effectively.
Is that part of an IT organization that's standing up, or is it allied with that Office for Consumer Oversight of the Healthcare Plan?
It's probably both. There's an expanded role for the Office of Health Reform and this new Office of Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight. And so, you know, we're probably going to have an expansion of those types of roles where you moderate, you know, input from the public in both of those areas as we move forward, because we are committed to the open government principles that are outlined in the directive.
We're talking to John Teeter, Department of Health and Human Services. He's the deputy CIO there. So it sounds like you're really working hard now to reorient what activities you might have had going on at HHS with now the realities of this legislation, which is hitting like a train.
Yeah, there's about 457 individual provisions of the new act. And so we have taken a look at that. We've categorized all those. We're starting to drill down into those areas of information technology that might best support that. But the biggest thing is getting the business processes right, and so that we can engage with the public in a meaningful way within the context of those business processes.
And since there is a phase differential between when the law was enacted and budgets are enacted, of course the budget planning is always 18 months in advance, how do you reallocate the resources legally and with the consent of Congress and all that to make sure you have the money to respond to the new law?
The Act itself provided a certain amount of flexibility in providing funds to implement the provisions of the Act, but as with anything, it's never enough, so we will have to reprogram certain aspects of our existing budgets, you know, obviously within appropriation law, to actually supplement that.
And are you getting a pretty good reception from the Hill staff that you have to visit to kind of clear the way for that so far?
I personally haven't been engaged with any of the Hill staff, but I would expect that they are probably pleased with our reaction, because we have been working around the clock on this and trying to work very rapidly. As with anything, they are seeking information at multiple levels across the government for how this is going to be done, what the progress is, and we are making plans to provide that access to information to them in a very short time frame.
Now, will any of the component agencies like CMS, for example, that are part of HHS but not part of headquarters, will they be asked to contribute in some way to the whole engagement effort as you roll out response to the law?
CMS has a very large role. Of the provisions that I mentioned before, probably about 60 or 70% of those apply to CMS. And then there are other organizations that, bureaus of HHS that will have lesser parts of that. But there'll be a big part at the department, a big part at CMS, and then there's pockets of provisions that will cause large amounts of efforts in some of our other bureaus too. So it's spread around a little bit.